I'm Celeste Konowich, and I host the Venture Maidens podcast, and you're listening to Redemption.
New from Kobold Press is the Tome of Beasts Pocket Edition. The Tome of Beasts Pocket Edition is the portable way to carry 400 monsters for 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons. The Tome of Beasts Pocket Edition includes all errata, updates, and fixes up to date. It measures about 6 by 9 inches, fits in a briefcase, backpack, or messenger bag with ease. Tome of Beasts Pocket Edition is available at the Kobold Press store at www.koboldpress.com and at better game stores everywhere.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system with Chris Berlew as the GM and also the droid R3A1.
I have this strange desire to be helpful, but never being given anything to do. It's odd.
Andy Fox as the mysterious Duros Isla Zarla.
You're obviously A1, and I'm getting a little bit flustered, because you're also kind of D4, but you're not, and there are too many droids on this ship.
Kaylee Jung as the Twi'lek Jedi Knight Karel.
Yeah, they're kind of yucky. Don't go in the gunnery bay.
And Michael Waldschlager II as the Duros pilot Tazi.
I am not a symptom.
With special guest May as Nisinda.
Episode 506, Pest in the Machine. Karel's interview and mission with the Jedi is done. But while she was returning from the temple, Tazi and Isla were dealing with 3 droids, two of which are sort of themselves, and one in a powered-down pile waiting to be interrogated. They need a good slicer, so they call for help, which arrives at the same time as does a danger to the crew, the ship, and the planet itself.
So the camera cuts over to the ship. A1 and D4 are in the back. What are Tazi and Isla doing?
Isla is working on the backup for A1 and D4.
Okay.
Tazi's trying to help decipher what happened with the switcheroo for the A1 units.
Okay.
But Tazi's computer skills are lacking. Mm-hmm. So he is at one of the consoles in the cockpit trying to go back and look at footage to see if and when A1 left the ship. Like, was there a switcheroo? Like, he has a general idea of when it might have happened from A1, but he doesn't specifically know the events that occurred.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead and make a computers check. DC is just going to be average because you're not trying to hack into anything. You're just trying to look at the video.
So just a 2?
Yep.
All right, here we go. That's a 1 success and 2 advantages.
You find the video feed from when you guys were on the Republic Cruiser, mm-hmm. but there's some gaps in the actual time. So you see A1 and Zeke leave, and then it cuts back to them just in the back.
Tazi will speak up from the cockpit, kind of yell down the hall. Isla! I found something.
What was that, Tazi?
I found something in this video footage Republic Cruiser. There's a gap here. You can see Zeke and A1 leave in this section here, but then the next cut back is just the two of them hanging out in the back of the ships, and like there's something missing here, but I don't know if it's a glitch or I don't know if it was cut. I have no idea.
Well,
I don't know if somebody's tampered with this or not.
Well, I might be able to tell. Let's see here. All right, rolling a computers check, I assume?
Yep, computers check. Same DC, just 2.
I got a single success.
You see basically the same thing Tazi does. There are some gaps in the time, but nothing really jumps out at you as this is the exact moment as to when they were switched.
Tazi, if this was modified, which I think it was, they did a really good job. I can't even find anything that usually people leave behind.
Well, you know what? Maybe we'll have A1 check it out. He's certainly done this type of modification before. He might be familiar with the type of things people would do to clip this or edit it or what have you. I mean, I'm just not. I'm doing what I can. I just don't have. This isn't my forte.
Well, so we see. Oh, gosh. I can't. I mean, we're looking for fake one, and Isla's eyes grow wide, and her head jerks up. Oh my galaxies! A1's gonna kill fake one. Wait, I left them alone.
When you left them alone.
And she takes off running.
Why would you leave them alone?
Because you told me to come up here.
And Tazi will get up and follow.
Okay. You get back there and A1's up at the main computer terminal plugged in. He turns around as you guys enter in.
Captain, how may it be?
This is gonna get Griffin old fast. Could you get this out of me?
Don't ask me to get D4's personality outside of you. I'm the last person you want messing around inside your dome.
Yeah, this is like having brain surgery, and no offense, you're not the person I would ask to do that.
No, I wouldn't ask me either. Islam could probably help better than me. I certainly Corral would be maybe the go-to if it's not you.
It's too bad we don't know anybody on planet that's a really good slicer, besides me, because I don't really think I should do that again to myself.
No, I don't think you should either. Isla had some concerns about you. Isla?
Yes, I just wanted to make sure that A1 was okay, and that you're okay, and that fake one's okay. You're obviously A1, and I'm getting a little bit flustered, because you're also kind of D4, but you're not, and there are too many droids on this ship.
Well, there's only two working. I mean, the fake one's just laying there in a pile. Not much more I can do to it. Unless you want me to melt him down.
Gonna stay in the pile?
When A1 says pile, Tazi will look to the form. Is fake A1 or fake one still intact?
Yeah, he's in the exact same condition as when you left. D4 is just standing there kind of watching him.
Okay, you said pile, and I got a little concerned. So if you could just... Let's leave him in the condition he's in right now. For now, I guess. At least I gotta figure out, everything that happened there. But don't pick too hard at that.
Okay. So.
Yeah. So A1.
Yeah.
How do you feel about having fake one on board?
Okay. I mean, he's just sitting there.
Are we okay?
I am. Are you okay? Other than these echoes in my head, which are annoying.
Right.
I mean, I think she's trying to say, having fake one over there deactivated isn't causing you any kind of problems, is it?
No, the echoes are causing me problems.
Okay, well, I mean, we can...
That's fair.
Is there somebody on planet... Is there somebody here we can... I mean, is there somebody at the Jedi Temple that could help? I mean, I'm sure they've got some pretty talented engineers.
Maybe. You tell me.
Oh, interesting.
Have you met anybody recently that's good at slicing?
I mean, wait a minute.
Well, I mean, there's the youngling who's good at slicing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What was her name?
Don't know.
It starts with an R, I know.
You can't expect me to remember name.
I believe you are talking about the Gand, Rowena.
Yes, that's her. Yes, Rowena.
Right, yes, of course.
She was a good slicer. She should still be here at the temple. Right? Rowena should still be here.
Yes, I believe she is.
She probably hasn't met the real A1 if fake one was with us on Cantobite.
Well, no, A1 clearly didn't remember us even meeting younglings, so.
We should see if Rowena can help us out and meet her real idol instead of a fake. Never meet your heroes. It just never ends up good.
I've never really met my hero, so I mean, I guess I would agree.
I'm right here.
Well, I mean, isn't your grandfather your hero?
Well, I mean, yes, he was my hero. I mean, he was a hero of mine. Let's maybe go find Rowena. Let's see if maybe calm the temple, or should we just take him in? Let's just take him in.
Well, you could just calm her.
Yeah, we can calm her.
Well, I mean, I didn't know she had comms.
Yeah, she's got a comm. Isn't that how we got a hold of those younglings?
I think you're right. We should probably get a hold of Rowena. Let's hit her up on comms. See if she can come out to the ship. Or if we need to take A1 to her, that maybe she's got better facilities in the temple.
Oh,
or
sure.
Wherever she's at.
Yes. What can I do for you?
Hey, Rowena. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
So, we actually could use your help. There's a situation with two droids getting intertwined. Is that the word, Tazi?
Yeah. So, Yeah, hi, Rowena. So we've got our medical droid D4 had his personality matrix kind of implanted into or transferred to A1. We've separated them to an extent, but some of D4's personality is still present in A1, and we're trying to figure out how to separate it out. We could use somebody who's really good at this stuff.
You need me to help A1.
Yeah. A1, yep. A1 needs a hand.
And a few minutes later, she runs onto the ship.
Wait, what?
Why is there two?
Well, hold on.
That's a good story. Or not a good story. It's a good question.
A1 looks at her. Hi. Yeah, hi.
Hi.
So, two of you? So, which one am I fixing?
So, the one that's awake is the real A1. So, A1, this is Rowena. She's, like, your biggest fan.
Hi.
So, apparently, we had an evil double, which is the A1 you met, and we're calling him Fake One now. And we're really sorry about that, but we really didn't know it was happening until, I don't know, earlier today. And we're still trying to figure things out. Anyway, matrixes are messed up.
Yeah, I believe the technical term is a personality matrix, but I am not very well versed at this stuff. So, D4, his personality matrix got implanted or overwritten onto A1. We got most of it off, but there are still some pieces of it that are affecting A1, and he'd like them removed. It's causing him some consternation.
Yeah, I have this strange desire to be helpful, but never being given anything to do. It's odd.
So A1 is usually more of an independent droid, while D4 is more of a dependent droid. Is that fair?
I don't know if I'd call D4 dependent. He's just a D4 is, I think, more used to being directed as to what to do.
That's fair.
Got it. So if I'm understanding this correctly, I need to go in and remove the fragments from D4 that are left in A1.
Yeah, that's exactly what we
that
need
would
help
be
with.
Amazing.
The real A1, not the fake A1.
Yeah, no, the fake A1's the inoperable one on it's laying on its side over there by D4's feet.
Yeah, we're gonna have words with him / interrogation with him.
With the fake A1.
Yeah, we need to interrogate the fake A1, yes. But first we need to take care of the real A1. We need to make sure he's back to normal before we do anything else.
Okay. And she walks over to A1. You're going to have to drop your... why am I telling you what you're going to have to do? And she almost blushes and then pulls out a data pad and... A1 opens up a port and she plugs in and she starts typing away.
Should we be looking away? Is this is this?
A1 and Rowena look at you at the same time, and then they both look at each other and shake their heads, and then she just goes back to typing.
Let us know if we can help. I'm decent at this stuff, but I'm not super great.
Well, I guess we should also D4.
Yes.
Are you experiencing any flashes of strange independence that you aren't normally aware of or
prone to?
Yeah,
I am experiencing no malfunctions other than my original programming. I could shut down to do a full diagnostic.
No, I don't think that's necessary, but just to, you know, since, you know, A1 had kind of some fragments of your personality left, we were just trying to make sure that the same wasn't there.
I do not seem to be experiencing any of A1's personality matrix bleeding into mine.
Okay, good. That's what you're asking. That's what I wanted to make sure. Yep.
Galaxies, this is not an easy thing.
I think I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go shoot some stuff while they're working on this.
Okay.
I'm gonna go shoot some stuff.
I'm gonna hang out and see if I can help or learn.
Just hit me on the comm if something happens.
Okay.
Good luck, Rowena. Thank you. And Tazi will leave the cargo bay and head to the other cargo bay where the shooting gallery is.
Okay. You turn around to head out, and the door leading out is closed.
The door to the cargo bay?
Mm-hmm.
Tazi will try to open the cargo bay door.
It's locked, and the code has changed.
Geez, Isla, did you close the door behind us?
What's up, Tazi?
Tazi, like, trying to key in a code on the pad next to the door. I don't appear to be able to get out. Apparently the code was changed. Did you change the code?
Isla shakes her head and waves him away and punches in the code that, of course, doesn't work. Oh, I just assumed you were doing it wrong.
It looks weird.
As you finish punching in the code, all the lights go off in the cargo bay.
This isn't good. Rowena,
A1? Do not panic. This is bad.
We'll be back with more Redemption right after these messages.
Elderwood Academy are artisans who craft amazing gaming products, including dice towers, dice trays, dice boxes, deck boxes, dice, and much more. On September 10th, Elderwood is launching their new Spellbook Minis Kickstarter. They're tiny, leather-bound, natural hardwood tomes that store your dice in miniatures with fully customizable, foil-stamped art. These things are made out of the finest wooden leather with 8 different leather types, a dozen different icons, foils, and configurations, making these truly unique gaming accessories. They're made from the finest quality product. For more information, go to elderwoodacademy.com/don't split.
And now back to our show.
I mean, it's fine, Rowena.
Yeah, it's bad.
And Isla will turn back to the keypad and the computer and try to figure out what's going on.
A1 turns on his light, and he and Rowena kind of look at each other, and you hear the sound of the engine spooling up.
What?
And we're going to cut over as we see Karel stepping out of the Jedi Temple at the same time as Nisinda is walking up to the landing pad.
Karel's walking quickly towards the pad, kind of glancing behind her a little bit, like she's making sure she's not being followed, and almost bumps into Nisinda.
Why, hello there.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, did you just come? Yeah, great. We should get on the ship right away. Come on. Did you just come off the ship, or?
No, I was trying to meet up back with you guys.
Okay, great. And you can see Carol's actually got a couple, like a large box and a couple smaller boxes with her. She's got them tucked under her arm. Great, let's get on board and we can talk there.
Oh, do you need help with those? I can try to help.
As you guys step onto the ship, you hear and feel the engine start to spool up.
And apparently we're going somewhere?
Carol
drops her packages in the entryway and shuts the ramp. I'm going to go check on Tazi and see why we're leaving in such a hurry. I mean, we didn't even get refueled, so I...
Okay.
Come on, let's go. I head up towards the bridge.
Okay. Cuts back over to the cargo bay, and on the computer monitors, Tazi, Isla, A1, D4, and Rowena see them light up, and you just see the letter R, then the number 3, then the letter K, and the number 3 blink across the screen, and then you hear... coming from the ship's speakers, and everybody can hear this.
I have control of the ship. Good luck. Let's see what happens when the hyperdrive kicks in and we go through the temple.
Nope!
Oh, Kark.
Tazi, see if you can get on the comm to Karel.
A1, why are you doing this?
And I get up to the cockpit and nobody's there.
Oh, Kark, I don't know what's going on. I'm going to try and fix it from here. Cinda, can you check and see if Tazi's on board somewhere? Or Tazi and Isla are here?
Well, I hear banging. Is this something that you guys normally do? Like,
No. This is an emergency situation.
Okay. You see Nisinda run off towards the banging.
Okay. Your difficulty is going to be 4 reds and add 2 setback dice as you compete against R3 K3's computer skills.
Oh, great. I didn't get any successes. I have a despair and 2 threats.
All right. As you are punching things into the computer, you hear kind of laughter.
Nice try. I see that we have other visitors.
And then you hear all the other doors and the ship slam shut.
Including the cockpit one?
Yep.
Ah, Kark.
All right. Let's roll some initiative.
One success, one triumph.
Three successes, one advantage.
Two successes, four advantages for Tazi.
Four success, two advantage.
Nice.
Nice.
Okay, can I ask a mechanics question?
Of course.
So under the bind tree, there's you can commit to sustain ongoing effects, but it shows three like open figures, and I don't know what that means.
Are you looking under duration where it says commit, and then it's got the little dice symbol to sustain the ongoing effects? Those are force dice. So when you roll your force dice initially, so let's say you're rolling two force dice, you have to commit three of those to keep the effect going the next round, which means you can't roll those three to do something new. Does that make sense, Andy?
Yeah, I don't normally roll force die, so...
You don't have to. If it was spending force die, it would literally be like a white and black.
Right.
What this is you technically are taking your three force dice out.
Okay.
Yep. So, you basically, if you, that means you can't use those for anything else while you're holding it.
Okay. So basically, I concentrate and just keep doing the thing.
Yeah, you're channeling all your force power.
Right. Top of the order. Actually, we'll just say that, that was the first PC slot. So, NPC slot would go next. We cut over into the cargo bay.
Atazi was banging on the door.
All right. What is your defense?
It's a one. It's a one defense.
We see Tazi banging on the door, and all of a sudden, from up top, we see through the flashes of lights coming on the screens and stuff, all these little objects drop on you, and you can feel them kind of biting into you.
Ow, 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 hey, ow!
You're going to take 6 damage, minus your soak, and make a resilience check. The DC is just 2 purple.
Let's see how this goes. 2 successes and 1 threat.
All right. You take a point of strain as you feel this intense burning going through your body as all of these little mechanical spiders, you can see them, they've landed on you in all different places on your body, are jabbing little teeth into you and injecting some sort of poison.
Ow, 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 ow. Guys, ow. They're coming from the ceiling.
And so Isla looks up at the ceiling. I guess I'm going to try to hack into the computer and try to take over again.
Okay. So you're going to run over to the computer, make a computer's check. DC's 4 red and 2 black.
4 red?
Correct.
I am going to use Sense Danger to remove both black dice.
Okay.
I got 1 failure and 4 threats.
Okay. As you're punching away on the keyboard, electroshocks come out.
Ah!
And you're going to take 4 strain. And you hear...
Ha. Your puny attempts to bypass my security will fail.
Ah!
Next PC.
Tazi will pull out his pistol and do his best to shoot these things coming off the ceiling.
They're on you.
Oh, they're on me.
Yeah, they drop down, and they're, like I said, you got a couple
are
of
there,
shoulders,
are there
couple
more
of
them?
Back.
I mean, I guess I can't really see, can I?
It's like I said, you're seeing things through flashes of light as A1's moving and the monitors are blinking and D4's eyes are lighting up very little.
Well, Tazi's certainly not going to try and shoot them off of himself. that seems like a very bad idea. Tazi's going to try to pull these spiders off of him. How big are they?
Roughly the size of your hand. So there's a couple on your back, one on each shoulder, a couple on your chest.
Yeah, Tazi's going to try to grab a spider, grab a couple of them, and just kind of smash them against the door.
Okay. Make your brawl check. DC is just 2 purple.
2 green for brawl for Tazi. So this will be an even trade here. Yeah, that would be just a failure.
Right.
Tazi was unable to grab the spiders. They are a bit too agile and jumpy. Maybe he's a little skeeved by them as well.
One of them just nimbly moves out of the way. Next PC.
Nacinda was running towards the cargo door.
Yep.
And how much can I hear through the door?
Quite a bit. You can hear Tazi screaming, you know, they're on me, they're on me, they're biting me.
Okay, so Nacinda will run up to the door, put her hands against it. Isla, Tazi, are you in there? Are you fighting? Are you okay? How?
Ow, ow, ow. Spiders!
How do I get through this door?
Spiders!
Open the door!
I can't.
The door's locked!
Why did you lock it?
I didn't lock it.
We didn't lock the doors shut on their own. Ow, ow, ow!
Okay, no, be careful.
We weren't being careful. Now we will. Thanks!
Nacinda is going to try to open the door.
Okay. couple ways. You could try to hack it through computers, score a mechanics check, or you could just pull a Qui-Gon and jam your lightsaber in it and melt the door.
You know, Nacinda's more of a jam her lightsaber in a place and try to get the door open kind of lady.
All right. You fire up your lightsaber and you pull a Qui-Gon and stick it in there and you start melting the door open. All right. It is. We cut back into the cargo bay where we see D4.
Captain, I am coming to assist you.
And he runs up next to you and he reaches up to grab one of the spiders and he's going to try to do what you did. One success with one threat. So he grabs one of the spiders, slams it into the wall. So you have one less attacking you. We then cut over and we see A1 and Rowena. They look at each other and then A1 just says, together. And then they turn and look and they both plug into the computer and she says, I'll attack the controls for the hyperdrive. And A1 goes, I'll try to shut down the main engines. A1 looks over at her and says, I can't shut the main engines off. She says, I've got the hyperdrive. It's turned off. I think I've got it disabled. And we go back to the top.
Corell up in the cockpit, like, goes up and punches in the code to open the door. It beeps angrily at her. And she turns to the side and looks at one of the panels and just pulls it off the wall. I'm going to spend this light side point. Okay. And there's like a pump piston there. And she starts slowly cranking the door open. Okay. So she can get out.
All right. So you're spinning around to do that. Back to the spiders. The spiders are still on you, Tazi. You said your defense is one?
One.
Five of them that are left on you start biting into you. Three successes. So this time you're going to take 7 damage.
All right.
Minus your soak.
Mm-hmm.
Make your resilience check. This time the difficulty is 3 purple.
Okay.
As more of the toxin is pumped into your body.
One success and 5 threats.
5 more strain, but you managed to stay conscious.
This stuff's no joke. Ah.
Yeah, you're starting to feel your muscles starting to kind of shut down. Even though you're telling your body to do things, it's almost like they're just not listening. Next PC.
What's Tazi look like? Tazi, imagine a tall, skinny person covered in mechanical spiders and writhing around in pain.
Good deal.
Or I would say he's also quite shocked and possibly frightened momentarily by the sight of a lightsaber blade plunging through the cargo bay door, which blends with the orange color of the molten metal that the blade is making as it's cutting through the door. So that's kind of like what Tazi looks like on the other side there. He can clearly see some of the spiders on him now because he's being illuminated from the light of the melting metal. And Tazi's going to try and grab another one of the spiders off of him to try and get it free, slam it against the door, slam it against the ground,
all right.
Throw it at the lightsaber blade.
Another brawl check.
Okay. That's a wash. Actually, technically, 2 threats.
All right. I'm going to give myself a boost die.
As he's trying to grab for the spider, he realizes that his arm is moving, but his hand is not, like, grasping. It's not, like, his hand is not responding the way he wants it to respond.
Fair enough. Next PC, D4 will go. He looks over at Isla.
The captain needs your help.
And then he reaches out to try to grab one of the spiders.
I feel like we're not treating the actual disease, we're just treating a symptom.
I am not a symptom!
Not you, the spiders!
Ow!
And D4 manages to grab one of the spiders and slams it against the wall.
I understand, but we need the captain to pilot the ship once we have defeated whatever is infecting the computer.
And next PC.
So, Nacinda's still trying to work her way through the door. She has her orange lightsaber out, and she's trying to go along the edge, hopefully not hitting Tazi on the other side. She's assuming he's closest to the door because his voice is the loudest, and she's going to continue working on that.
Okay.
From the other side of the door, Tazi, like, sees the blade, like, working up or down. Are you working up the doorframe or down the doorframe, Nacinda?
I am working down. I jammed it in the right side as high as I could, and I'm pulling down.
So from the other side, Tazi sees the blade and sees the sparks and the metal like giving way to this orange blade cutting its way down the door.
Okay. Nesenda, make a perception check, please. Your difficulty would be 2 purple and 1 black setback die.
3 success, 1 threat.
Okay. You can hear the sound of lots of small metal feet heading towards the cockpit.
Behind me?
Yep. Next PC.
All right. I'm going to try to take out some of these spiders then.
Okay. Are you going to just reach up and grab them, or are you going to use your vibrosword?
There's no reason I would have my vibrosword on me.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough. We were just hanging out on the ship doing stuff, so... How many light side points do we have right now?
3. We're 3 and 3 right now.
Okay. So I think Isla's not really sure, and so she's going to use Bind to immobilize one of the spiders.
Okay. Yeah. Roll your 2 force dice.
1 light side, 1 dark side.
Okay. You could then immobilize 2... But you would take 1, is it 1 or 2 strain for using the dark side?
Take 1, you spend a light side point, and you take a point of strain for each dark side point you're using.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll do 2 and take 1 strain.
2 of them seize up and fall off.
So, yeah, Isla is panicking and reaches out to swat off one of the spiders, but then stops before touching it, and then the spider seizes up and falls off of Tazi, and so does one near it.
All right. We see the computer screen light up again, and you hear a voice.
Nice try, youngling, but it's my turn.
And you hear her kind of chuckle. Nice try, stupid. I still have control of the hyperdrive. As R3K3 fails to get past what she's doing. So we go over to A1, who is desperately trying to gain control of the main engines. He has 4 successes. You guys all hear the engine start to spool down.
Oh, wow.
And we're back to the top.
That's good. That's good. Who's ever doing that? Keep doing that.
Working on it. Now we just have to get it out of our computers. Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Okay. As the door opens from the cockpit, you see these about 2 meter long, robotic, almost millipede looking things staring at you.
Really? I'm gonna roll my force dice. 5 light side points. Corel doesn't even draw her lightsaber. She just takes off running towards the 2 millipedes, and with the force, not even a gesture, she just picks them up, and I'm just gonna pin them to the ceiling.
Okay.
So I'm gonna spend most of those. So that's gonna be discipline versus... or is, because I'm basically using to immobilize.
Discipline versus athletics. They have lots of legs, so go 3 purple.
5 successes, a triumph, and a threat. I'm going to take a point of strain if that's okay with you.
Sure.
I'm going to spend this light side to have the gunnery pod bay door still be open. It was overlooked.
Okay.
And when Corel sees them, she just reaches out with the force, and as she starts running, grabs them with the force, throwing them into the gunnery pod. And as she runs by, she just kind of kicks at the floor, and the pod door slides shut. It doesn't lock, because she doesn't take the time to do it, but it shuts. And she pelts down the hallway, running into the kind of the loading area, looks at Nesenda. It's like, okay, good, you do that. I'll go for the engineering bay.
Watch out for the spiders. They're all over.
Yeah, they're kind of yucky. Don't go in the gunnery bay.
I'm trying to get in here.
Good. That's excellent work.
You see the door to the engine room is shut? Wait. Cut over to spiders. 2 of them left. Well, lucky you, it's only 1 success. So 5 damage.
All right.
Minus your soak. And make a resilience check. This time your difficulty is 4. They're pumping more of their little venom into you.
That is 2 failures and 2 threats.
Okay. 2 more strain. And the venom overtakes your body and you fall down on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You're still conscious and you're looking, but you cannot move any muscles.
From the other side of the door, Nesenda, you hear
Tazi!
Oh no, that's bad.
Next PC.
So you see Nesenda and she cuts horizontally across the top of the door, pulls back her lightsaber, steps back a couple paces, and raises her arm and pulls the door towards her, bending it outward into the hall.
All right, next PC.
Isla looks at Tazi and then runs over to the sickbay area and tries to find a Bacta pack.
Okay.
Tazi's laying on the ground kind of frozen and almost like a rictus, like his features are frozen. You can still see like movement in his eyes, but he can't.
D4, I need you to help Tazi.
I am attempting to.
And then he realizes there's two spiders left on Tazi, and they're both on his chest. So D4 just slams his body down on top of them, trying to crush them between the two of you.
Tazi's defense is still a one.
A success with a triumph. So we hear the sound of crunching as D4 manages to crush both of the spiders in between Tazi's flight suit and his torso. And he is laying there face to face with Tazi.
Captain, I will make sure no other harm comes to you.
The only reaction that D4 gets from Tazi is like a panicked look. And again, that's just his eyes because he can't move any other muscles.
Yep.
Why is the lights off?
I don't know why the lights are off. That's a great question.
That makes it really hard to do anything. And why is the droid on Tazi?
Tazi had some spiders on him, but now they seem to be dead. And I don't know, can Isla run back with a Bacta pack and slap it on him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You get a stim pack, so you get 5 wounds back. The camera pops over to the gunnery pod, and we see the iris open up, and we see the two millipedes. They chitter their way up, and as they pop their heads up out of the gunnery pod, you see them, the front open up, and you see this mouth full of these mechanical teeth, and they begin dripping this venom off, and they start heading towards the crew. Then we see A1 and Rowena keep working on pushing R3, K3 out of the computer. And you hear Rowena actually giggle and look over at A1. I did it. I've locked him out of the hyperdrive completely. A1 pops his little hand up and gives her a thumbs up. And he looks at her and goes, good. Jump over and help me keep him out of the engines, because he's getting past what I just did. We go back to the top.
Krell isn't actually paying attention to the slithering little monsters that are creeping up behind her because she thinks they're locked in. She pulls another panel off the engineering door when she discovers it's locked and begins manually overriding the door to get it open.
All right. I'm going to flip over a dark side point. Krell, you are very distracted with getting the door open and don't notice the two millipedes coming up behind you.
Aww.
What is your melee defense?
Melee defense of one.
Okay. So the first one pounces up.
Are you wearing butt armor?
Yes. Corella is wearing her normal armor.
Does that normal armor include butt armor?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
I don't think that's what the Jedi call it, but yes.
It's the technical name.
That is 3 successes. You're going to take 9 damage.
Ow!
And make a resilience check. DC is 2 purple.
I'm going to use Touch of Fate on this roll because the Force gave her a little bit of warning, but not quite enough in time. 2 advantages and a success.
Okay.
I'm going to use the advantage to regain my strain from earlier.
All right. Then we have... that would make sense. Next PC.
During all this, Nisinda would have kneeled down to look at Tazi a little bit and the little spiders that were crawling over him. She did hear those metallic feet earlier skittering towards Karel, but as Karel came out, she assumed that she had taken care of him already.
Fair enough.
Nisinda would see likely a number of punctures in Tazi's flight suit and like some kind of like light-colored fluid at the like around those punctures. But yeah, Tazi's basically laying stone still. You can actually see like twitching probably across his face and maybe, you know, a little bit across his body, but he is just unmoving. Some drool.
You want to make a medicine check, you could.
Sure.
3 purple will be your difficulty.
3 purple?
Correct.
3 success, 1 triumph, 3 threat.
Okay. There is a neurotoxin going through Tazi's body right now, and it is blocking his neural receptors to his muscles. So you can tell, with all of the successes in the triumph, that he knows exactly what's going on. He's trying to move, but his muscles are just not receiving the message.
And you may notice his breathing is getting shallow.
Yep. Especially with a triumph, you could tell if he had taken any more of that poison, there's a good chance he would have gone into cardiac arrest.
Nacinda looks from Tazi, seeing all the liquid seeping out. Isla, do you have anything for toxins? Tazi's there. He's there. He knows what's going on, but it's amazing he hasn't just died yet. He's just frozen.
I don't know. So Isla will jump up and go back to the med bay and try to find anti-venom.
Okay.
D4, what should I be looking for?
An antitoxin to the neurotoxin. We would need to identify what neurotoxin is going through his system to identify which antitoxin we need to inject into his bloodstream. Perhaps grabbing one of the scanners that we could use to try to identify the neurotoxin.
Yep. Isla will grab a scanner.
Okay. So we'll say this round is Isla and D4 as he pushes himself up off of Tazi's chest. They work together to start scanning Tazi. Back over to Karel. The second millipede is going to try to attack you.
I'm going to defend it now at this point.
Okay.
This is defensive stance.
So you're going to take strain to upgrade the difficulty, correct?
Correct. So at one.
All right. One success with one advantage, 7 damage, and make a resilience check. Difficulty now is 3.
One success.
All right. You are still able to use your muscles, but you are feeling them getting fatigued and weighed down. A1 and Rowena are still working on getting through the computers. I'm just going to combine their roll into one because they have the exact same roll. One success with one threat. So they have kept R3, K3 out of the computers, and they are isolating him into a section in the computer that they can make like a prison and keep him trapped in there. All right, back to the top.
Isla is going to use the scanner on Tazi.
Medicine check, DC 3.
3 successes.
Okay.
So Isla has the scanner and pushes the right button. And out of nowhere, like, there's just this huge long scan of Tazi, and it pops up with the correct answer on the screen.
Okay. Isla, you see the results on the screen. Uh-huh. I'm going to flip over one of these dark side points. On there, it says, the toxin has been identified as compound SKR13, and you remember helping design this in the past.
Oh, no.
Hey, Andy, have you been playing with D&D Beyond?
I have been playing with D&D Beyond, especially when I'm playing characters with magic.
Yeah, one of the biggest problems I have is trying to remember what the spells do now that I'm used to, you know, AD&D, 1st edition, 2nd edition, 3rd edition, 4th edition, and now 5th edition.
I love my physical player's handbook, don't get me wrong, but mid-game, D&D Beyond is a lifesaver.
As a GM, I agree with you. I'm running my group through Storm King's Thunder right now,
ooh,
and I literally will have a tab open with the module, another window open on my display where I can show monsters and maps. They give you player versions of the maps, and I can literally go, you see one of these, and throw a picture up on the monitor for them to see, which makes it easier for me because I don't have to describe everything. And everything's hyperlinked. So if I'm in a module and I click on the monster, I can just open it in a new tab. There's all of its combat stats and everything I need to know about it in one place. Honestly, D&D Beyond is pretty darn amazing, and it works on tablets too for characters. dndbeyond.com is the website. This is a great resource, and it is well worth the subscription.
I'd like to give a Patreon thank you to Jacob, also known as Phantasmoron, or Phantasmoron?
Yeah, I know Jacob very well, and he has been a longtime supporter, so Phantasmoron is actually pretty accurate.
Thank you, Jacob. I know Jacob, too.
I know.
Okay, well, thanks,
but
Jacob.
But these people don't know we know him that
I don't
well.
Know Jacob.
Well, Jacob, thank you very
well,
much
Well, thank
for,
him anyway, Emily, would you?
Thank you, Jacob.
Redemption is played using the Star Wars role-playing game system by Fantasy Flight Games and Lucas Books. If you enjoy Redemption, please reach out to us on social media. Our Facebook and Twitter pages can be found at Redemption Pod, and we have our website as well, redemptionpodcast.com. Please look for us on Instagram as well. We recently started an account with Redemption Podcast. Review the show for us on iTunes, Stitcher, or other podcasting applications you may use. This does help people locate the podcast, and it does spread the word for us so more people can hear our thrilling story. If you're enjoying the story that Redemption tells and would like to offer us some support, we do have a Patreon page at patreon.com/redemption. All funds collected from the page are used to help us upgrade our equipment and make sure we're telling the best story we can with the best quality equipment that we can. Thank you very much.